We're going to go to Australia and we're going to look at evidence. I don't know if you've ever looked at all the world's religions, but Christianity is the only religion on the planet where the evidence actually matters. It does not matter if Buddha ever existed. All that matters is his philosophy. In Christianity, if you know your New Testament, it says if it's not true that Christ rose from the dead, then Christians of all people are to be pitied. I'll guarantee you probably never read a book attacking the factual basis of Hinduism or Buddhism. Really is irrelevant. But I'll guarantee you've heard quite a lot of atheists object to the factual basis of Christianity, attacking the resurrection or attacking particularly Genesis chapter 1 to 11 as history. Genesis chapter 1, the world did not happen by itself. Genesis chapter 1, the world is not a natural phenomenon which is a result of the inbuilt properties of hydrogen. Genesis chapter 1, God made it, and he didn't just make it any old how, he made it very good. Question, what evidence would you be looking for that would come as a consequence of that? Well, come to Australia, we have British imports, we have so-called indigenous animals. You recognise the kangaroo,